Stopping. People think of meditation as some kind of special activity, but this is not exactly correct. Meditation is simplicity itself. As a joke, we sometimes say, "Don't just do something, sit there." But meditation is not just about sitting either. It's about stopping and being present. That is all. Mostly we run around doing. Are you able to come to a stop in your life, even for one moment? Could it be this moment? What would happen if you did? A good way to stop all the doing is to shift into the being mode for a moment. Think of yourself as an eternal witness, as timeless. Just watch this moment without trying to change it at all. What is happening? What do you feel? What do you see? What do you hear? The funny thing about stopping is that as soon as you do it, here you are. Things get simpler. In some ways, it's as if you died and the world continued on. If you did die, all your responsibilities and obligations would immediately evaporate. Their residue would somehow get worked out without you. No one else can take over your unique agenda. It would die or peter out with you, just as it has for everyone else who has ever died. So you don't need to worry about it in any absolute way. If this is true, maybe you don't need to make one more phone call right now, even if you think you do. Maybe you don't need to read something just now or run one more errand. By taking a few moments to die on purpose to the rush of time while you're still living, you free yourself to have time for the present. By dying now in this way, you actually become more alive now. This is what stopping can do. There is nothing passive about it. And when you decide to go, it's a different kind of going because you stopped. The stopping actually makes the going more vivid, richer, more textured. It helps keep all the things we worry about and feel inadequate about in perspective. It gives us guidance. Try stopping, sitting down and becoming aware of your breathing once in a while throughout the day. It can be for 5 minutes or even 5 seconds. Let go into full acceptance of the present moment, including how you are feeling and what you perceive to be happening. For these moments, don't try to change anything at all. Just breathe and let go. Breathe and let be. Die to having to have anything be different in this moment, in your mind and in your heart, giving yourself permission to allow this moment to be exactly as it is, and allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Then, when you're ready to move, moving in the direction your heart tells you to go, mindfully and with resolution. New Yorker cartoon. Two monks in robes and shaved heads. One young, one old, sitting side by side, cross-legged on the floor. The younger one is looking somewhat quizzically at the older one, who is turning towards him and saying, "Nothing happens next. This is it." It's true. Ordinarily, when we undertake something, it's only natural to expect a desirable outcome for our efforts. We want to see results, even if it's only a pleasant feeling. The sole exception I can think of is meditation. Meditation is the only intentional, systematic human activity, which at bottom is about not trying to improve yourself or get anywhere else, but simply to realize where you already are. Perhaps its value lies precisely in this. Maybe we all need to do one thing in our lives simply for its own sake. But it would not be quite accurate to call meditation a doing. It's more accurately described as a being. When we understand that this is it, it allows us to let go of the past and the future and wake up to what we are now, in this moment. People usually don't get this right away. They want to meditate in order to relax, to experience a special state, to become a better person, to reduce some stress or pain, to break out of old habits and patterns, to become free or enlightened. All valid reasons to take up meditation practice, but all equally fraught with problems if you expect those things to happen just because now you are meditating. You'll get caught up in wanting to have a special experience or in looking for signs of progress. And if you don't feel something special pretty quickly, you may start to doubt the path you have chosen or to wonder whether you are, quote, doing it right. In most domains of learning, this is only reasonable. Of course you have to see progress sooner or later to keep at something, but meditation is different. From the perspective of meditation, every state is a special state, every moment a special moment. When we let go of wanting something else to happen in this moment, we are taking a profound step towards being able to encounter what is here now. If we hope to go anywhere or to develop ourselves in any way, we can only step from where we are standing. If we don't really know where we are standing, a knowing that comes directly from the cultivation of mindfulness, we may only go in circles for all our efforts and expectations. So in meditation practice, the best way to get somewhere is to let go of trying to get anywhere at all. Wu Men said, "If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life."